someone like a teenage boy that can't hardly seem to walk into a room without breaking something or dropping something or falling all over himself. You say that he's...
clumsy.
Okay. And somebody, a person just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense. Can you say that person was just plain...
Well, he's just plain silly.
Okay.
That is about as concerning his speech, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say he's silly.
Uh-huh.
Or his actions, either one.
Uh-huh. What, would you use the word fool?
Yeah?
Would you use the word fool?
Well, yes, some people say that child is just a regular fool, but that's not really right. That, I don't think that ever sounded very good.
Okay. Somebody who never spends any money at all just hangs on to his money.
There's several different deals to me. One would say he's stingy.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else says he's a tightwad.
Uh-huh.
The other fellow might say he's his cheapskate, he's lost his answers to that.
Okay. What does the word common mean when you talk about a person? You say someone's common.
He's common? Well, the meaning of that to that party, my definition for that, is that party, he don't care anything about himself, he don't care anything about anybody else.
Uh-huh.
He's got little self-respect
for himself.
Uh-huh. And it says that it's common.
So it's a bad thing to be common.
It's a bad thing to be common.
Okay. What if you said that a girl was very common? Would that mean anything different?
Well, yes, a little bit. In other words, that leaves a little bit of shady outfit as though since that she's wasn't as virtuous as she should be.
Okay. They say an old person that was still real strong and active, didn't show his age, just got around, always moving around, you know. You said that he was very what?
He's a very active old gentleman, or very energetic.
Okay. Would you use the word spry or pert?
Yes.
Trappy or?
Yeah, he's a pretty spry old guy, something like that. You hear expressions of that kind.
Okay. Would you talk about that, about children? A child is spry?
No. If you're going to apply that to a child, then old people use the word feisty.
Oh, yeah?
If there's one of these energetic, you know, that is always on the move.
Uh-huh.
And old people refer to that child as being feisty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the word, I don't know what their definition of feisty was, but I've heard that a lot of times.
Okay. Say your children out later than usual, you say. Well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And you say, well, I'm not going upstairs in the dark.
I'm afraid.
Okay. are there words like, okay, you could say, I'm afraid. That means, okay, what I'm trying to get at is, are there different words according to whether it's all of a sudden, you know, or whether it's just sort of general? You know what I mean?
Well, in other words, it applies to the person that's easy excited and frightened easily, you know. You know, there's some people that you don't frighten very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you see some people that's... it makes no difference how serious whatever happens before, they still hold themselves together. They don't